relieving her stress by J. Vande 102. As the schools began to open up this fall during the pandemic, many adopted a hybrid schedule. Our district fell into this category. For parents with elementary-age kids and that both worked full-time, this can be especially stressful. Unfortunately, due to the structure at my place of employment, I wasn't able to work remotely during this time, even though I could all of April and May. Thus, the entire weight of the homeschooling days was placed on my wife's shoulders. My instinct then was to step up and do more than my share of the house chores to help her out. However, due to a leg injury that severely limited my mobility, I was basically confined to my recliner. Needless to say, my wonderful, caring wife was stressed out to the max, and not herself. Thankfully, after about a month, our school district decided to bring the kids back full-time, but with slightly shorter days. Finally, the stressful weight of homeschooling was removed from my wife. It was nice to see her getting back to herself. Also, around this time, I received a cortisone shot in my aching leg. The shot's effects weren't perfect, but it provided enough relief to do my fair share around the house again, plus a little extra. Understanding what my wife went through during the never-ending month, I planned a special night at home aimed at pleasing her. After we put the kids to bed, we retreated to the living room where she selected a movie from a streaming service she had previously been watching. Once that was over, I snuck upstairs to set up for her a night of pleasure. I removed our massage table from the closet and set it up in the middle of our bedroom. I also grabbed and lit a dozen small candles and placed them throughout. In addition to that, I misted some eucalyptus mint spray on the pillow, on the table, and in the air, and turned on some appropriate music, giving our room a spa-like feel. After stripping down to my underwear, I beckoned to my bride to come upstairs. As she entered the room, a smile appeared on her beautiful face, one I hadn't seen in at least a few weeks. I locked the door and asked her to strip. Once she was fully naked, I approached her and wrapped my arms around her for that embrace we had both missed. We began kissing passionately and reconnecting with each other in a way we hadn't felt in weeks. Within this embrace, she allowed my hands to explore her body aggressively. As I ran my fingers the full length of the crack of her beautiful backside, my baby let out a naughty little giggle. "Okay, I think it's time for you to get on that table," I instructed her. With her face down, I poured a generous amount of massage oil on her upper back, focusing most of my time on the knots in her shoulders where she carries most of her stress. I worked my way slowly down to her lower back, giving attention to each area appropriately. Then it was time for me to get my hands on my favorite physical feature on that body, her lovely round booty. Needless to say, this was where I spent most of my time. I was absolutely captivated by the little wiggle it made with each stroke of my hand. After a long period of time, I figured I'd better keep moving. I readjusted her legs, slightly spreading them, which revealed a little more of that little mound tucked in there. I noticed a little glisten coming off it from the candlelight. She was obviously turned on and enjoying herself. In that moment, I wanted nothing more than to dive in face first and begin eating her ass and her pussy. They look so tempting, so inviting, so delicious. But I resisted. I spent very little time on her legs, and with one last long stroke of my hands, I leaned in as far as possible without touching her bottom and inhaled her love scent. It was intoxicating. I nearly came right then and there. From there, I asked her to roll over and lie flat on her back. I added a little oil to my hands and began rubbing it into the front of her shoulders and upper chest, applying a little more force each time to work out some of the tightness. With her tits on full display, I decided they needed some attention too. At this point, her nipples were perfectly hard and primed to be sucked on. I quickly wiped my hands off and placed one of those hard nipples in my mouth and the other between my thumb and index finger. As I nibbled and sucked and licked one nipple, I pinched and pulled at the other, driving her wild. Then I switched, giving the same treatment to the other. Each pinch, pull, nibble, and suck caused her breathing to increase in heaviness. It was clear she was turned on and aching for more, so I told her it was time to flip again. On the bed right next to the table, I had a handful of rolled up bath towels that I slid under her hips after I instructed her to lift them. As she adjusted for comfort, I retrieved her favorite vibrating dildo from our bedroom toy drawer. This thing has the ideal length and a good amount of girth. Just before I inserted it into her eagerly waiting pussy, I had a taste of its target. It had been teasing me far too long. With one long, full-length lick, I savored her juices, while a soft moan, escaped my wife's lips. From there, I slid her toy into her with nearly no resistance. Starting slowly and with no vibration, I slid it in and out of her as I gradually picked up the pace. I turned it on and increased the vibration, and her breath quickened. I was completely captivated by the sight of her dripping, wet toy sliding in and out, stretching her sweet, sweet pussy. She was taking all of it, all that length, all that girth, something she'd not been able to do before. This pace continued for a bit until she demanded, "Faster!" Heavy breathing turned into moaning, moaning turned into screams. This came as quite a surprise to me, as my bride isn't really a screamer and is mainly reserved with moans. As the screams continued, she creamed all over her favorite insertable toy. This was super hot for me. With one more hard thrust, my wife exploded, releasing her building orgasm. While she calmed from this, I reached for her absolute favorite, the magic wand. She was dripping wet. No lube was needed as I rubbed the magic wand's vibrating head on her clit. She skipped the heavy breathing and moaning, going straight to screaming again. Not long after, she erupted with an even more powerful orgasm than the first. Now it was my turn. I dropped my pre-cum-stained boxers to the floor, grabbed my wife's hips, and slid her to the edge of the table. I thought it might be fun to tease her a little bit, so I grabbed my throbbing hard cock and slapped her clit with it. She quivered. I slapped it again. She quivered again. As I was going to do it a third time, my bride took matters into her own hands. She reached for my dick, aligned it with her dripping hole, grabbed my ass, and forced me deep inside her. Once filled, she looked up at me and demanded, "Fuck me now and fuck me hard." I complied. I lifted her feet over my shoulders and began thrusting as hard as I could, absolutely pounding her. Her pussy was on fire. And between that and her wonderful breast bouncing with each of my thrusts, she sent me over the edge. I came harder than I think I have ever before, launching rope after rope of hot, white cum deep inside her. As my orgasm subsided, I collapsed on top of my wife, Running her fingers through my hair, she thanked me and told me how much she loved me. I rolled off of her and immediately passed out. The next morning when I woke, I rolled out of bed and froze in my tracks. The throbbing pain returned to the injured part of my leg. Clearly, I had overdone it the night before. I limped to the toilet to relieve myself. As I stood there, I reached up to scratch my nose with the hand that had been holding my dick. My wife's love scent was still clinging to it. Even with all the pain that I was in, the night before was totally worth it.